Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, Penny, I'm sorry I ruined the evening.
No, you didn't. And you don't need to say sorry. Mike is the one who should be saying sorry.
Well, he won't, will he, the ignorant pig?
I don't think he really meant it.
He did. You know he did. He knew exactly what he was saying. The only decent man around that table was Jim.
Oh, I think Jim dealt with the situation extremely well.
So do I. I really thought my outburst was going to give him a panic attack.
That's just what I thought. I thought we'd get back to the table and be having one.
Yeah, I thought the same. But Jim was the calmer of the two. Did you see Mike? He had steam coming out of his ears.
And his nose.
Honestly, Penny, he's such a prat.
Well, I wouldn't say that. No, I am furious with him. How could he think like that? What he said was horrible.
Oh, no, here we go again. Please don't fall out because of me.
I just can't believe what he said.
Well, Penny, I've always said it. Michael is by far the nicer man.
Oh, good morning. Did you have a good evening?
Well, no, not really.
Why? What did Kathy say this time?
Well, Kathy didn't say anything. It was me.
Oh, Mike, what did you say?
I commented on the length of her skirt.
Whose skirt?
Kathy's.
Oh, is that all?
Well, it's not quite as simple as that.
What do you mean?
Well, what I said to her was, well, some men might find what she was wearing as, well, how can I put it? They might see it as asking for their attention, but that obviously doesn't include me.
Hang on. What did you actually say to her?
I said, well, because of the length of a skirt, some men, well, and as I say, I don't think this, but some men might think she's easy prey.
You said what? Have you gone mad?
Oh, no, look, sorry, I'm not explaining myself very well.
Well, tell me then, what do you mean?
I mean, well, I don't think women should wear short skirts or anything too revealing, because it could send off a message of being, oh, I don't know.
Mike, I don't believe what I'm hearing. Women can wear what they want, and men have no right to dictate otherwise.
I know that.
But that's not what you're saying.
Oh, forget it. I know what I want to say. I just can't explain myself properly.
Oh, no, I think you have, and you are so wrong. No one has the right to tell someone else what to wear or to judge them for what they wear. The problem doesn't come from the person who's wearing the short skirt. It's with the person who, for whatever reason, gets the wrong idea. You should know that.
I do.
So are you telling me that if I wore a short skirt or something slightly revealing that I was asking for it?
No.
Well, think about it, Mike, because that's just what you said about Kathy.
Do you want another coffee?
Yes, please.
So, shall we go for a walk later?
Well, I was hoping to carry on with the decorating.
But you can do that when I'm at work.
Well, I thought you wanted me to hurry up and finish it. In fact, you can help me if you want.
Oh, no, thank you. But if you want to carry on, I'll go for a walk by myself.
Well, when are you thinking of going?
Sometime after lunch.
OK. Well, I'll see how I get on, and maybe I'll get enough done to be able to come with you.
All right. I thought you said the room was going to be blue.
Yes, I did. But we ran out of the blue, so I got this colour instead. And it was on offer. Do you like it?
It's all right. But to be honest, I would have preferred for all the walls to be the same colour.
There you go again. I'm trying to my best to get things done as quickly as possible. And still, it's not good enough.
I didn't say that.
Helen, you didn't have to.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. I'm sorry to bother you on a Sunday, but I wanted to tell you something.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about Jim. I've been told that he suffers from panic attacks, and I thought you should know.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, it's a shame he hasn't come to tell me himself.
Well, I think Penny said that she's going to try and persuade him to have a word with you about it.
Okay.
But I thought if I phoned you anyway, it would give you a heads up.
All right. So, how bad are they?
Well, as far as I know, he manages them quite well.
Right. Well, I think I need to have a chat with him as soon as possible, and then I can reassure him that we'll accommodate him any way we can. He'll need a nice quiet room to go to and time off from the shop floor whenever he needs it.
Oh, now that sounds good.
Does he drive to and from work?
No, I think he walks.
Right, well, if he needs a taxi at any time, I will pay for it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right, well, I won't say anything to him until he comes to see me about it. I don't want him thinking that we've been talking behind his back, you know.
Oh, no, of course not. You didn't mind me phoning you, did you?
Oh, no. But I just hope that he feels he can talk to me about it ASAP. Jim's a good worker, and I want to show him that we care and appreciate all that he does. And I don't want him feeling isolated in any way. So, I think that we should keep a discreet eye on him, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And thanks, Matthew.
Oh, no. Thank you for telling me.
Oh, no. It's Mike.
Well, I'd tell him where to go if I was you.
Shh. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Penny. I'm sorry about last night.
Well, I think you need to say that to Cathy.
I will when I see her.
I don't know what to say, to be honest. You don't really think that women shouldn't wear such clothes, do you?
No, of course I don't. I don't care what they wear.
But you said what they wear gives off messages.
Well, not to me it doesn't.
I see. But it sounded like you thought that last night.
No, I didn't. Oh, I just wasn't making myself clear, that's all.
Oh.
Well, you know I find it hard to get on with Cathy. She just winds me up. And, well, everything just came out wrong.
I see.
So, can we meet up today?
Okay.
Right. Well, I thought we could take a walk along Shanklin seafront. What do you think?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You've forgiven me then?
Mike, it's not me who needs to forgive you. It's Cathy. Oh, I think you need to say sorry to her as soon as you can.
All right, I will.
And as for me, I'm still not 100% convinced that that's not what you really think.
Connie, shall I take Penny some flowers?
What for?
Well, to say sorry for last night.
No, I wouldn't. She doesn't need flowers. She needs reassurance that you're not the idiot you're making out to be.
Oh, look, I said I was sorry.
I know you did, but I'm not convinced that you don't think like that.
Look, I'm not interested in what Cathy wears.
But that's because you don't like her. If you saw an attractive woman wearing a short skirt or a flimsy top, what would you think?
Well, nothing. I wouldn't think anything.
Well, you must think something.
Oh, no, I'm not saying. I'll only say the wrong thing.
You see, that's just it. All you need to say is that they can wear what they like.
Well, they can.
Look, Mike, if your daughter was wearing revealing clothes, what would you think?
Well, Connie, I wouldn't let her wear that sort of thing.
Has he phoned you yet?
No. So are you still going for this walk with him?
Yes, I am.
Well, more fool you.
Cathy, he may have said sorry to me, but that's not enough. I believe that's what he thinks.
Well, tell him so then.
I'm going to.
When he said that last night, we all knew he meant it. There's no doubt about it. Okay, I know he doesn't like me anyway, but you could hear by the way he said it that he was referring to all women.
I know. And that's why I want to hear what he's got to say face to face.
It wouldn't do his reputation much good, would it?
What?
I mean, for the business. Lots of people wouldn't use him if they knew he was like that.
Well, no one knows apart from us.
That's true.
Look, bad publicity could ruin his company.
Yes, it would.
He doesn't need that.
Penny, he's one ignorant pig.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.